But right now, let's talk a bit more about, we just spoke to Jason Call about that benchmark 88 race on Saturday at Randwick. One of the key chances is ISO Rich, trained by Wayne Seelan there at Wyong. Morning to you, Wayne.
How are you, Andrew?
I'm well, mate. You're just enjoying the dream at this stage, this ride that ISO Rich is giving you, mate.
Yeah, mate, it's a great time of my life.
Tell us a little bit about the horse around. We've seen him. We'll discuss the racetrack performances, but what about the horse around the stable area?
Mate, he's a pleasure to work with. He's never actually lived in a stable. Most of mine live outside and got in paddocks and yards.
Yeah.
So he's never really seen the inside of a stable. And he's just a gentleman, really.
Don't change anything, mate.
No, that's not going to happen.
No, exactly. I mean, his last, oh, I want to say 5, 6, 7 runs, they've been so consistent. Has there been a reason that he's just shown this consistency?
No, well, most of his career he's been like that, really. He ran a lot of placings in town before he cracked it. And he's generally not far from the winner if he's not a monk, not right there, you know.
Yeah, yeah. In the last 2 or 3 where he's been able to win at Randwick, there have only been small margins, but he keeps finding down the straight, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, he's never been one that really sort of seems to know that he's supposed to be racing him. He wants to play with him and lay on him and whatnot, but lately he's been knuckling down and just putting his mind on the job. I don't really know what clicked, but he's just clicked.
Something has. Lee McGoran's ridden him a few times, obviously, mate. Is it something that maybe the jockeys have got, you know, to know about?
Well, he's the kind you have to have your stick in the right hand. Apart from that, he just jumps on the bunny and does most of it himself, you know.
Yeah.
Like I said, he if you watch a lot of his earlier races, he seemed to just want to play around a lot, and lately, he's just concentrating on the racing side of it, I guess.
Understand. Mate, he's nature of just getting out there and getting amongst it. How do you see Saturday then? It's another 1,200. Looks to be a perfect race for him.
Yeah, well, I'm just hoping it's more of the same, you know, provided he gets away well and he's up there where he usually races. And barriers are always important, of course, but as long as he gets away clean, he always seems to be in the finish somewhere.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah. Who rides him on the weekend, mate? Who gets the chance?
Lee will be riding him.
Yeah, stays on. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a great little partnership, so why change things? Tell our listeners a little bit about you, Wayne. We haven't spoken to you. I don't think I've spoken to you for ages, if ever, mate. So tell us a little bit about yourself. How many do you train?
Oh, mate, I train sort of half a dozen or so. I've mostly trained my own horses over the years. I've got a couple of people into a few, but I mostly train my own horses and try and work hard, keep to myself a little bit, you know, and head down, bum up a little bit usually.
Yeah, I understand. And are you at the track or are you away from the track?
No, I've got a property that's about 15 minutes away from the track and they all live there.
Yeah.
I take them all in every morning for their work. So, as I said, a lot of them live outside. So it's that they get to just be horses.
Yeah.
It's like they're spelling 22 hours a day, really.
Yeah, understand. They go in, do their work, and then come back home and away they go.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, good luck, mate. He is a horse that's up and going at this stage, and we hope that continues on Saturday with ISO Rich. Thanks for your time, Wayne. Good luck.
Great. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Wayne. Wayne Seelan from Wyong, trainer of ISO Rich, who is enjoying his racing right now here.